If you're a Kia K5 GT and Kia Forte GT owner, this is your reminder to breathe. See that sophisticated interior? Enjoy those sensations. And now, imagine how you look from the outside and that speed that only a Kia GT sedan can give you. Sorry, I can't help but get excited.
For those lives full of thrilling emotions, the all-powerful, all-fun Kia GT sedans.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Limited inventory available. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. Come on in, everybody, everywhere. Speak to me as you come in tonight. It is Monday night. Time to command your day and command your week with the power of prayer. Although it says command your day back then. All right. So it's going to be a little command your day and command your week. All right. Come on in, everybody, and speak to me as you come in. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get it in there like swimwear. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do a little roll call. Duval, first one over on YouTube. Good to see you. Shalom to everybody. Come on in. Aurora. Good to see you. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good to see you. Let's go. Come on in. Can I get somebody over here on IG to type Tech Harvest to 55498, just like that, so I can pin it? Let me get somebody to also do the same thing over here on TikTok. Come on, come on, come on. Bronx, New York, good to see you. Let's go, let's go. Shalom, everybody. Come on in. Shalom is a Hebrew word, which means peace, but it means more than peace. It means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. All is well. So every time you release that, that's what you're speaking. You should speak that way to one another, especially people you love. And you should speak that way to yourself. You should start so that shalom, because that's what you're literally speaking. And life and death are in the power of your tongue. The Bible says that God will do exactly as he heard you say. Thomasville, Georgia, good to see you. Blessing to your spiritual growth. To God be the glory. Columbus, Ohio, good to see you. Aurora, good to see you. Let's go. San Antonio, good to see you. Northridge, California, Aurora, Southeast Aurora, let's go. Good to see you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Toronto, Alabama, let's go. Good. We got your pen. Okay, good. We got your pen over there. We got your pen over there. Welcome. Listen, let me encourage you, if you don't have our app, get our app. How do you get it? Text Harvest to 55498, and you can get the Harvest Church mobile app. That is the best way to stay connected to Bishop Foreman and all things Harvest. I promise you, the word is going to speak life into your life. You got to check it out. South Korea, welcome. Good to see you. Oakland, California, welcome. Jersey, good to see you. H-Town over there on Facebook, welcome. Arizona, welcome. Marietta, Georgia, that's ATL, welcome. All right, good to see everybody. Texas, Colorado over here. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So let me make sure, encourage you again, make sure that you get our app. Text Harvest to 55498. Let me give you a quick update before we get into prayer of our schedule this upcoming week. Daily pop-ups every day. Of course, those are going to come up every single day. This week, how do you know when I'm going to go live? You want to text Harvest to 55498. Hey, Colorado Springs, Boca Raton, Florida. You want to text Harvest to 55498. Get our app. That way you'll get notifications of when we go live. All right, daily pop-ups. Tonight is prayer, but command your day. It's prayer, prophecy, therapy, teaching. That's going to be daily pop-ups every day this week. All right, so you want to be part of that. I guarantee you it's going to speak life into your life. And then this upcoming Wednesday Night Live Bible study, it will be at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The difference is it will be online only. Normally that's live and in person in Denver. But this Wednesday, it's Thanksgiving Eve. For the first time in ever, we will be doing it online only. It may be the first and the last time we ever do it like that. We'll see. But it'll be online only this upcoming Wednesday. And then this upcoming Sunday, 9:15, that will be in person in Denver and online. And then our evenings, we've been doing these interest services, building our team in the Atlanta metro area. to launch Harvest Church Atlanta. And that will be online only this upcoming week. So Sunday, 9:15, 11:15, 1:15, 4 and 7. That's all Mountain Time online. And then in person once on Sunday at 9:15 a.m. in Denver at 3590 Grape Street. All right. Everything that I just said is on our app. It's in our website. So many great ways for you to connect with us that way. Just want to make sure that you stay in the loop so that you don't get thrown for a loop. There's going to be a lot of powerful word that's going to be going forward. Of course, always, but especially as we come to the end of this year. You're going to end this year strong. And I need you to hear me. I've already seen people posting, you know, about 2024. And that's good. But can I tell you, God still has more to do in these last 2 months that has not been done in the first 10 months. I want to prophesy that over your life, that God would do more in the last 2 months that are left, or I guess 41 days now that are left, something like that, 41, 42 days that are left. I pray that God would do more in the remaining time of this year than he did in the first 10 months of this year. I pray that everything 2023 owes us, that it would give us. I command in the name of Jesus that this year would yield what belongs to us. I need you to put that word yield in the comments. I'm excited about 2024. Heck, I'm excited about 2034. But the truth is, there is more. Much, much more that will be done before this year is over. And we command the earth to yield. We command the earth to yield. That's Psalm 147 Psalm 67 and 6. We command the earth to yield what belongs to us. We command 2023 to yield what belongs to us. Every check, we want it. Money, we want it. Resources, we want it. Time, we want it. Energy, we want it. Right relationships, we want it. Right partnerships, we want it. Right opportunities, we want it. Everything this year has that belongs to us, we command it to yield. And here it is, and to yield with no further resistance. Yield with no further resistance. In the name of Jesus, I pray that there be no further resistance. Father, your word talks about how you would give people peace all around and there was no warfare. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that that's 1 Corinthians 5 and 4. The scripture says, the Lord has given me rest on every side. There is no enemy. There is no adversary. There is no misfortune. I pray in Jesus' name that it would yield without resistance. That it would yield without resistance. Father, I pray that all the fight we've done, Father, would set us up for some flawless victories. Come on here. That it would set us up for some flawless victories. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you forgive us tonight, God, for all of our sins, those committed knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive us tonight, God, for our iniquity that we've practiced, which is generational sin that's passed down and around. Forgive us tonight, God, for all of the sin we've practiced, sin meaning to miss the mark and to make mistakes. And we ask that you forgive us tonight, God, for all of our transgression. This is where we have willfully deviated from what we knew to be right. We ask that you forgive us for our sin. And tonight, God, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We bless you. And we honor you, and we lift you, and we celebrate you, we extol you, we magnify you. What does that mean? We make you bigger. Our God is big. There is no God like him. There is no God beside him. He has no equals, which is why he has no enemies. Nobody can stand in the presence of our God as his equal. Nobody can stand in the presence of our God that is his counterpart. He is God all by himself. And in Jeremiah, he says that he's the Lord of all flesh. Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for him? Jeremiah 32, 27. And the answer is no. There is nothing. Please put that in the comments. Nothing too hard. There's nothing too hard for our God. What we think is impossible is possible for God. What we think is improbable, it is probable for God. God, let us live in a place called impossible made possible. Oh my God. Let us live in a place called improbable made probable. Our entire lives have already been a testament to this fact. We have beat statistics. We have overcome odds. We've done what other people said we would never be able to do. We've done what we thought we would never be able to do. Therefore, do not let us settle for a natural existence when we serve a supernatural God. Do not let us settle for a natural experience when we serve a supernatural God. We pray the God of Ephesians 3:20 manifests in our lives. The God that does exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. To ask means to pray, which means our prayers, God, are really our ceiling, but they're your basement. We're asking you for the height of our expectation, but really to you, God, it's the lowest part of your manifestation. I'll say it again. Our prayers are the height of our expectation, but they are really the lowest place of your ability to bring manifestation. You said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask, this is to pray or to think. And I pray, God, that whatever we ideate, whatever we dream up, there's a reason you've put certain things in our heart. There's a reason that you've put certain things in our heart. Scripture means, whenever we see the word heart in Scripture, it means our minds. So there's a reason there's certain things you've placed in our mind. That's 1 Chronicles 17:2, where literally the man of God says to him, the prophet says to him, do all that is in your heart. In Jesus' name, I pray that we recognize what you put in us to do. You put it there because it becomes a guidepost for the lowest that we will ever do. You've given us ideas. You've given us ideations. You've given us dreams. You've given us visions. You've allowed us to contemplate things and construct things in the realm of our ideas and the realm of our imagination. Why? Because it becomes the basement of what we're supposed to do. It becomes the basement of what we were created to do because you're the God of Ephesians 3:20. You do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask. That means to pray for or think. That means to dream up, to vision, to ideate, to think about. So, Father, I pray now that you would guide us over these next 40 or so minutes. 48 minutes. I pray that you would guide us. I pray that you would give us the tongue of the learned, like Isaiah said, which means you give us what to say, even if we don't know what to say as we pray. Why? Prayer, God, is our way to adjudicate things in the earth. Adjudicate is a legal term. It is our way to get things handled in the courtroom of heaven. Heaven is a court. This is why we've got to present our case before you. That's what your scripture says. You said, present our case before you. That's Bible. Why would you call it a case? That's Isaiah 41:21. Why would you call it a case? Because as we pray, we are presenting our case before you, and we're standing on your word. These are the statutes. These are the laws by which we're presenting our case, which is why when we pray, we always attach Bible. We always attach scripture. It's how we present our case before the judge. You are the judge, you are the jury, and you are our defense attorney, which means you plead your blood. So when we stand before you, you do not see us as sinners. You do not see us as mistakes. You do not see us as failures. You do not see us as the issues that we've been in or the things that we've done. You see us covered in the blood. Just like I got this red hoodie on, you see us covered in the blood, which means whatever we plead, whatever we pray, the scripture says that the answer is yes and amen. Oh, my God. The answer is yes and amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. In you, the Bible says, the promises of God are yes and amen. So we thank you, Yeshua, that's Hebrew. We thank you, Jesus, that the answer is yes and amen. The answer is yes and amen. Can you put that in the comments? Yes and amen. Yes means that's the answer. Amen means I agree. Who in the world is God agreeing with? He's agreeing with us. Whatever we say, he says amen to him. This is why Numbers 14:28 says, I will give you exactly what I heard you say. Because you say yes to what we ask for and amen. You agree with us. You agree with us. So I pray that tonight, God, we would be in agreement with you as you in agreement with us. And what does your Bible say, God, in Matthew 18:19? Wherever two or three touch agreeing on anything, it shall be done for them. So we don't just have a person agreeing with us. We have God agreeing with us. Please, please put this in the comments. God agrees with us. And if God be for us, you tell me who would be against us. I hear you, Lord. I pray for every person in the middle of any type of legal proceeding. I pray for every individual right now that's in the midst of any type of court proceeding, God. I hear you loud and clear. I pray, God, that you would cancel every plot, plan, trick, attack of the enemy through any court proceeding, through any hearings, or through anything in the realm of court, God. I pray that you would cancel it and shut it down. I pray that the enemies that have brought those things against an individual, I pray, God, that that enemy would, I hear you, Lord, that they wouldn't even show up to the hearing, that the ones that have tried to throw rocks and hide their hands, that the ones that have tried to come against your people, I pray, God, they would not even show up. I pray that they would not even have the audacity to show their face in the place. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, for those that do show up, overturn, overturn, overturn. Whatever they were coming against us with, God, we say overturn, overturn, overturn. And in fact, let the trap that they set, let the trap be for them. Let the accusations and allegations and mess and drama that they set, let it be turned on them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, God. You are the God that vindicates your people. You are the God that vindicates your people. That Psalm 69 and 22, make their table a trap for them and their friends. Let me read the full verse. It says, let their table be a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Romans 11 and 9 says, and David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution to them. In the name of Jesus, what was meant for evil, we pray, God, that you turn it for our good. In the name of Jesus, overturn, overturn, overturn it and bring us favor. Overturn, overturn, overturn it and bring us favor. That's Exodus 21 and 27. It goes on to say, and it shall be no more. I pray that cases, God, that they be dismissed. I pray cases, God, that involve us, your people, that they be dismissed. I pray, God, that any issues that involve us, your people, that they be dismissed and they would be no more, and they'd be dismissed so that they can never, ever be brought again. And for that, we say thank you. Show that you are the righteous judge. Show that you are the strong judge. Show that you are the powerful judge. Show, just like your word said in Deuteronomy, that you were going to, or Exodus, excuse me, that you were going to make a difference between your people and the Egyptians, that you were going to make a difference between who you were with and who you were not with, that you were going to make a difference. You were going to make a difference between and to distinguish the people. And for that, we say thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We've been praying. Let's come up for prayer. Everybody say, yes, Lord, right there. Everybody say, yes, Lord, right there. Everybody say, yes, Lord, right there. Let me get you to share whatever platform you're on. Let me get you to share whatever platform you're on. When you share, people get saved. When you share, people get saved. Yes, Lord. I hear, and we're going to stay right here in this vein. We're going to stay right here in this vein. We're going to stay right here in this vein. For some of you, there's medical things that you need the same type of response that I just prayed for court things. You need it to be overturned. 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 You need a clean bill of health. Let's go. And your scripture says, your Bible says that he is the Lord that heals us. Let's go. Exodus chapter 15, 26. He says, I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. God can use anything, but all healing ultimately comes from the Lord. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every individual, whether there's any medical situation, medical diagnosis, medical prognosis, medical situation. I pray, God, right now that you would be the God of Exodus 15, 26. Overturn, 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 overturn any negative health report. Overturn, 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 overturn any report, I hear you, of any type of ovarian cysts. Overturn, 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 overturn anything, God, that contradicts us being 100% healthy and 100% healed. Our confession and our belief and our declaration is that we are 100% healthy and that we are 100% healed. In the name of Jesus, we reject any contrary report. We reject and eject any report that says differently. We refuse to come into agreement with anything different. Every person where you've ever agreed with something negative, like you said, they said, I have this, I have this. They said, I have this, I have that. I just need you to release this in your out of your mouth and type it in the comments. Say, I rebuke and I renounce. I rebuke and I renounce. Rebuke means I send it away. Renounce means I give up my ownership of it. I give up my ownership of it. I see your hand right there. God's speaking to you right now. Father, I pray that you send healing right now to who just said they have the cysts. Don't say you got them no more, because you're about to be a testimony. You're about to be a testimony. You're about to be a testimony. Don't say you got them no more. Come on. I need you. I rebuke and I renounce. I send it away, but I renounce my ownership. I give up my ownership, because there are certain things the enemy needed you to own so that it could remain there. He needed you to own so that it could stay there. Father, anything in the realm of our health that is against us being 100% healthy and 100% healed, Father, we rebuke it and we renounce it. We give up our ownership of it. We do not own it. Father, let's go further. We rebuke it, renounce, saying we're tired. We don't own that. We are strong. Let the weak, Amos says, let the weak say, I am strong. 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 Which means we only own what we want to see. That's Joel 3 and 10. Father, we only own what we want to continue to see manifest in our lives. So we declare we are 100% healthy, 100% healed. We declare that we are strong. We declare that we are focused. We rebuke and renounce saying, I can't focus. We rebuke and we renounce saying that we can't seem to get our minds to focus long enough. Who is that? You literally wave at me. If you've been saying, I just can't seem to get my mind to focus. I got so much going on. It's too much going on. We rebuke saying there's too much going on. And we renounce that. Father, not only are we strong, not only are we focused, but we have full, we have full command over everything in our space. We have full command over everything in our environment. We are not ran by our environments, we run our environments. Your word says, by patience we would possess our souls. That is Luke 21 and 19. So, Father, what does that mean? Our soul is our mind, thoughts, will, and emotions. We declare that we run our souls. Our souls don't run us. Our minds don't run us. We run our minds. Our will doesn't run us. We run our will. Our emotions doesn't run us. We run our emotions. Our thoughts do not run us. We run our thoughts. And for that, we say thank you. We are not overwhelmed. We are in command. We are not overwhelmed. We are in command. I pray that even during this holiday season, that we would not fall behind. Come on, y'all, let's pray. We would not fall behind. We would not fall behind. We would not lose ground, and we would not break focus. That we would not fall behind, God, that we would not lose ground, and we would not break focus, that we would not procrastinate. We will not put off until after the holidays what we can get done during the holidays. In fact, I pray, God, that between now and the end of November 30th, 2023, these are some of the most productive and efficient days of this entire year. These are some of the most productive and efficient days of our entire year. I pray, God, that we not get caught up in overspending, that we not get caught up in mismanagement of not just money, but of time. We won't overspend time, we won't mismanage time. We won't overspend money, we won't mismanage money. But I pray that we would walk in shalom, God, that nothing would be missing and nothing would be broken and nothing would be lacking and that all would be well. Father, we say overturn, overturn, overturn every time we say we can't do it. If it's in front of us, we can't do it. If it's in front of us, we got this. Please release that in the comments. We got this. We got this. Make it personal. I got this. I got this. Father, we declare that we are not overwhelmed. We are well able. We've got it. And we will see results. And we will see things happen. And we will see things close. And we will see plans come together and we will see ideas come to fruition. And we will see that what we thought that we is tangible. And we will see that what our vision was, that it's viable. And we will see that what we dreamed, that it demonstrates. And for that, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's come up for air. Everybody put an amen right there. Put an amen and then put a praise in the comments. Would you do that? Whatever platform you're on, put a praise in the comments. Mr. Foreman, you always have us talking a lot. Yeah? Come on. If you've been with me longer than one live, you should know why. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. You don't say it, you're not going to see it. Number two, I'm going to have you to type a lot in the comments. Matthew 18:19. Wherever two or three touch agreeing on anything, when we're all live, the comments are a way to touch and agree. I know some of you, you don't get into the comments because you look at the screen or maybe you're driving or you're working. This is why what you say is all the more important, all the more important. And then finally, I'm going to have you release a praise every few minutes. Why? Because praise is a pusher. Praise is a pusher. This is why the enemy wants to shut your praise down, because praise is a pusher. You ready? But praise brings presence. Praise brings presence. What do you mean by that, Bishop? The scripture says that God inhabits, or he's enthroned, by the praises of his people. Psalm 22:3, which means, why does the scripture use the term enthroned? Enthroned is a terminology that's used as it relates to a couple of things. One, enthroned refers to a king taking his throne or being given the throne of a king in the first place, right? Additionally, you see terms like coronation. This is when a king is crowned. Enthroned is when he's given his seat. It's when he takes his seat. It's when he's put into power. So watch me. The Bible says, Psalm 22:3, he's enthroned on the praises of his people, which means when we release praise, God says, you put me back in power. Wait a minute. Bishop, I thought he's always in power. He is. He's a sovereign, but a sovereign does not mean that he's involved in every situation. I want to teach and pray right through here. God is sovereign, sovereign. A sovereign simply means that he's the ultimate ruler, but it doesn't mean that you've invited him into every situation. It doesn't mean that you've given him the opportunity to invade every situation. This is why we pray. Type pray in the comments. Prayer invites heaven to interfere, to invade, and to interrupt these situations in the earth. You better quote the scripture, which is why the Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts, the court of a king. But pay attention, not only the court of a king, but what did I tell you at the beginning of prayer? It's a courtroom. Think about it. But when there's a court proceeding, what do they often say? They call them your honor. That is a form of praise. That's a form of praise. That is a form of honor. You got to hear me. So what does the scripture teach us? The scripture teaches us that he's enthroned. God says, when you begin to praise me, you put me back in power of your situation because you took it. But when you praise me, you put it back on me. God, let's just take 10 seconds to praise him. God, we thank you for our ability to pray, praise, and worship, because this invites you into the situation. Father, we say, run this. Father, handle this. What we were worried about, handle it. What we were frustrated about, handle it. What we were upset about, handle it. What had us sad, handle it. And I pray, God, that you would be enthroned on our praise. That's what your Bible says, God, that you would be enthroned on our praise. Take the seat. And when the king sits on the throne, what does the king sit on the throne for? In a monarchy, God, a king doesn't sit on the throne all day. A king sits on the throne when he is getting ready to make a decision, when he's getting ready to make a decree, when he's getting ready to issue favor, when he's getting ready to issue a pardon, when he's getting ready to bless somebody, when he's getting ready to promote somebody. So praise brings a presence that allows our God to be back in power of whatever we took, or whatever we were trying to run, or whatever we were trying to handle. And it ensures that we are victorious. So God, our praise, our praise puts you on the throne. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Promote us, God. Empower us, God. Prosper us, God. Bless us, God. Speak well of us, God. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, let's come up for air. Just say, yes, Lord, right there. Come on, whatever platform you're on. Yes, Lord, right there. Yes, Lord, right there. Hey, listen, if you just come in here, do me a favor, like the video, tell me where you're watching from, and share. When you share, people get saved. Listen, we've been doing prayer on Monday nights like this for a while. And I'm excited because as we move towards the end of the year, I'm excited about some changes and some fresh things that we're going to do. So just make sure you stay connected. But it's going to be Monday tonight. It's going to be Monday next Monday. All right. I tell you, we're going to make some changes as we continue to move forward and reach more people for God's glory. Listen, why do we call it Command Your Day and Command Your Week? We get a hold of the day and a hold of the week before it gets a hold of us. All right. You've got to walk in the authority that you've been given. And all authority with God's kingdom, it starts with voice activation. Everything with God, it starts with voice activation. Everything with God. Question, how do you get saved? With your voice. With your voice. The Bible says, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. Notice, the first piece is you got to say something. You got to say something. Can you release that in the comments? Say something. Say something. Release that in the comments. Say something. You got to say something. That's the first component. Everything with heaven begins with what you say. You got to say something. In Genesis, what did God do? How many animals did he make? None. He spoke them. He spoke them. He spoke them. Even when it comes to making Adam and making man, what did he say first? Genesis 1:26, let us make man. He spoke it before he ever did it. Man was spoken before God ever formed him. Talk to me. Talk to me. This is why you have people biting off of us. What do you mean us? Christians. Biting off of God's word. Talk about, I'm manifesting. You are biting, you are using God's system to see something. It's just that simple. That's all you're doing. You ain't no special trick you got, and you got all your alignment and the way you sit and cross your legs and all that. You ain't doing nothing special. That ain't nothing special. All you're doing is using his system. You got all your infinity stones. That's cute. That's nice. Hey, that's great. All you're doing is God's system. And you're trying to use it. Here it is. There's the comment. You're trying to use his system outside of his salvation. Come on here. You're trying to use his system outside of him. You ever had somebody bite off of you? What you mean? They took your thing and they tried to do it without you? Wave them if you've ever had that. Like they took something you told them and they tried to do it without you. They took your business idea or they took something and they tried to bite it off of you and try to do it. Because they didn't want to give you no glory. They didn't want to give you no credit. Wait a minute, people had that. That's all. Everything you see going on in the world today, that's all that's going on. They don't have no deep. Listen to me. Please hear me. I don't know why I'm going here. But for some of you, watch me. You begin to think, well, what? Maybe these people know something. All they're doing is using God's system. You ready? Better than some Christians use it. Better than some believers use it. That's the only thing they're doing. They don't have no special knowledge. There's no, oh, I'm manifesting and not. Baby, you said something, and life and death is in the power of the tongue. You don't have no special knowledge. You don't have no special revelation. You're not a Gnostic. Come on, let's go. You don't have any special revelation. All you're doing is using God's system, but you want to do it outside of his salvation. And watch me, y'all. God's principles and his system is so powerful that the scripture, watch me, that it's working for those that don't know him. Because they're willing to work it. God, don't let others who don't give you the glory have more to show than those that give you the glory. Show us how to work your system so that we see miracles manifest. Show us how to work your system, your principles. This is what the Bible is. This is what the word is. Show us how to work these principles so that we have something significant to show. You said that people would see our fruit. They will see our fruit. They will see our fruit and glorify the Father in heaven. That's John 15:8. In fact, God, you said it's your will that we bear much fruit. So we declare that we are fruitful. And this doesn't mean having children in this context of prayer, God. This means let us have something to show. Well, how do you get fruit? You have to sow a seed. You sowed a seed, then you went through a process. That process produced fruit. Let us have something to show. Let us have fruit. Let us have results. No one can argue with results. Oh, my God. No one can argue with fruit. God, I pray that you make us those who our fruit speaks way louder than what we say to other people. I pray, God, that our fruit speaks so loud that it announces our entrance. We don't have to announce ourselves. Oh, my God. Can you put that in the comments? My fruit is about to speak. My fruit is about to speak. I hear you, Lord. For many of you, this has been some of the fight that you've had with friends and family members and people you've known, is because you were speaking, but there was no fruit to back up what you said. I heard the Lord say, your fruit is about to speak loud. Our fruit is about to speak loudly, God. It ain't just going to speak. It's about to holler at somebody. It's about to holler at somebody, because the one with fruit is often the one that seems to be right, even if they're wrong. And God, we're going to be right and fruitful. We're going to be spiritual and fruitful. Your word says, God, in Revelation 5:10, that you make us to be kings and priests. This means that we are spiritual and successful. We are fruitful and we're faithful. Our fruit is about to holler. Our fruit is about to scream. Our fruit is about to yell down the hall. Our fruit is going to announce our entrance. Our fruit is going to set us at the table. Our fruit is going to get us in the room. Our fruit is going to knock the door down. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Let's come up for air. Come on, say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Listen, guys, for many of you, and I'm going to just spend a couple more seconds there. For many of you, this is where your challenges are, particularly when it comes to other people, and even when it comes to yourself, even when it comes to yourself. Because what happens is that when there's no fruit, there is the questioning of what is the purpose of being faithful, of what is the purpose of being faithful, right? And so you've got to have fruit. You've got to have fruit. You've got to have fruit. You and I have to have fruit. Say, I'm fruitful. Come on, speak that over your life. Say, I'm fruitful. Say, I'm fruitful. Say, I'm fruitful. Say, I have results. Say, I have something to show. And our fruit holler, so we ain't got to holler. And for that, we say thank you. And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. One of the things that I want to hit this one last thing, and then we're going to move on. Do me a favor, share whatever platform you're on. If you haven't shared, would you share, people can say, is that the one with fruit is often believed to be the right one, even if they're the wrong one, right? When we see someone, quote unquote, succeed or have success, we often will look at them as a template or as a pattern, and we'll say, well, they must be right. Why must they be right? Because they have something to show. They must be right because they have results. Here's what I just heard the Lord say. Sometimes your issue is that it's not that you're not doing what's right. It's not that you're not doing enough of it. You're not doing enough of it. You're not doing enough of it. Oh, my God. You're not doing enough of it. What does that mean, Bishop? You can be doing what's right. Let's just use this for example. You can be exercising. Exercise is good. Somebody say, that's right. That's right. It's good to exercise. But if all you're doing, listen carefully, on a daily basis is 5 minutes of walking, and if that's where you're at, please don't hear this as me trying to dog that or demean that. That's not the goal. I just want you to see the principle. If all you're doing is 5 minutes of walking, okay, that's right, okay? Let me do this. Burns how many calories? I got to put this in. 5 minutes of walking is going to burn, if you're going 3 miles an hour, you're going to burn 16 calories if you're a 130-pound person, all right? So you increase the weight, keep the speed the same. So you're going to probably do somewhere between 5 to 10 calories, okay? Here's been what, and I hear this loud and clear, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here's what's many people's challenges. is that you're doing 5 minutes of walking when really you needed to go an hour. What are you trying to tell me, Bishop? You were doing right, but you weren't doing enough of it. Oh my God. And I heard the Lord say between now and the end of this year, as you increase, you will be increased. As you increase, you will be increased. As you increase, you will be increased. Okay, so let me walk you through this. A lot of the times, here's what we look at. Lord, I'm doing right. Where are my results? Well, if you only did 5 minutes of walking and you only burn somewhere between, let's just call it 10 calories for the sake of the discussion, and you're trying to lose a pound, you ain't gonna lose no pound. Each calorie is each pound of fat. Everybody look at me. Every pound of fat is 3,500 calories. Now, this is prayer, not fitness, but you're gonna get the point. Every pound of fat is 3,500 calories. So if you're only burning 10 calories from your 5 minutes of walking, it is going to take you, let's do this math, it's going to take you, all right, okay, it's going to take you 350 days, isolating everything else, because I know some of you are going to get technical. Well, Bishop, what about your diet? What about isolating everything else? If you take everything else out, it's going to take you a year to lose a pound. So the issue is not that you're not doing right. The issue is you're not doing enough of what's right. Father, let us increase what's right in every way. And this is bigger than giving. Y'all know it includes giving. Let us increase what we're doing that's right so that we have results that don't take 350 days. Let us increase what's right so that we don't have to wait unnecessarily on results. The issue ain't, I'm doing right. No, boo, but you ain't doing enough of what's right. God, show us the level of right we need to do so that we can see the results manifest. I hear this for several of you in business. You're like, I'm reaching out, but you're not reaching out to enough. Oh my God. You're not reaching out to enough. I hear some of you looking for jobs. I sent 3 resumes. That's not enough. 1 Samuel 16, while Samuel was in the house looking for the new king that would be anointed to replace Saul, who, by the way, was still on the throne, because God's always booking ahead. And I don't know who needs to hear this in prayer tonight, but watch me. You got next. You got next. There's somebody else currently doing it, but God's already booked ahead and he picked you. I heard you, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I received that. That's me. Who else I'm talking to? Who else am I talking to? Saul was on the throne at that time, but God had already started booking ahead. And for some of you, you're like, well, that couldn't possibly be what I'm supposed to do because somebody's doing it. God's always booking ahead. They got it now. You're about to have it. And I heard this for 3 of you. It's about to be so swift and sudden. You're going to be like, wait a minute. What just happened? There's literally somebody sitting in the seat you're about to occupy. And it's going to happen so swift and sudden. You're going to be like, whoa, where'd this come from? All right, let me get back to prayer. Let's go. In 1 Samuel 16, Samuel goes to Jesse's house. That's David's father, to anoint the next king to replace Saul, who's still on the throne. You may think of share whatever platform you're on. When you share, people can say, he's still on the throne. They go through 7, drop a 7 in the comments, 7 of Jesse's sons, and the oil doesn't flow on any of them. Samuel looks at Jesse and says, none of these are the king. Is there anybody else? There has to be somebody else. Jesse said, well, there yet remains one, the youngest. He's out in the field. In other words, David wasn't even invited in the house yet. Pay attention to the principle, and we're going to pray it, coming in prayer. So Samuel did what was right. Type right in the comments. Lord, please let everybody in prayer get this revelation. Because when they get this revelation, it's about to change some situations overnight. When they get this revelation, it's about to change some situations instantly. When they get this revelation, it's about to change some situations quick, fast, and in a hurry. Samuel was doing what was right. Watch me. But he still had no results. Bishop Kevin Foreman, preach and teach and pray tonight. Jesus talked to us. Jesus talked to us. He was doing what was right. He goes to the first son of Jesse. He says, it looks like it's him. I was like, nope. Second, looks like it's him. Nope. He goes through seven. And what many people would have done when he got to seven is looked around and said, well, I guess doing right didn't give me results. Oh, my God. But he said, there must be somebody else. There must be another. He said, oh, there he is. God, I pray that you show what's been hidden. Oh, my God. There's been some things you've had hidden. There's been some things you've had hidden. There's been some things that have not been in plain sight. There's been some things that we didn't see it when we looked around. Oh, my God, I hear you, Lord. Lord, show us the other option, because there's another one. Jesus, show us what's been hidden. Show us the other option. I heard the Lord loud and clear. There's one of you, you keep saying, I need another job. I need another job. I need another job, like a second job. I don't know who I'm talking to in prayer tonight. Like you need a second job, because in your mind, everything you're looking at, it's like there's no way this is going to work. I heard the Lord loud and clear. He said, ask him to show you what's been hidden, because there's something you haven't seen that's going to be everything that you need. There's something that you haven't seen that's going to be everything that you need. There's something you haven't seen that's going to be everything. There is another option. Oh, my God. Come on, let's go. Here it is. Sammy was doing what was right. He goes through seven of Jesse's sons. Seven of Jesse's sons. I'm doing what's right. But he had to get to the eighth. Eight is the number of a new beginning. Eight is the number of a new beginning. Eight is the number of a new beginning. Watch me. For some of you, here's your frustration. You get to six and you're like, God, I don't know what's up. I'm doing right and I'm not getting results. You're doing right. You haven't done enough of it, though. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're doing right, but you haven't done enough of it yet. You're doing right, but you haven't done enough of it yet. He had to go another further. Father, let us go another further. I come against weariness tonight, God. I pray that we would not grow weary in well-doing. I pray that we would not grow weary in well-doing. You said, for in due season, we would reap a harvest of blessing if we faint not. Lord, I hear you loud and clear. We've been doing right, just not enough of it. As we increase, we will be increased. As we increase, we will be increased. As we increase, we will be increased. As we, Lord, I didn't forgive. I'm not sick of this. As you increase, you will be increased. Lord, I've been sowing seed. Where my increase? As you increase, you will be increased. As we increase, we will be increased. Good God Almighty. Oh, my God. It's already 7:50. Good God Almighty. But those of you like, it's just not working. So I remember when I was in a real estate finance business, and the Lord literally, this is how God does with me. Everybody will have their ideas, and then he just gives me a totally different idea that doesn't even make sense. Father, I pray that tonight that you would give us some game-changing ideas. I pray that tonight you'd give us some rule-breaking ideas. Tyler Perry, they say Tyler broke all the rules. And that's why he eclipsed and went so far so fast. Father, give us some rule-breaking ideas. Not that break your rules, but that break the rules of the boxes that people try to put us in. It ain't a God rule. It's a box somebody tried to put us in. Oh, God. Oh, God. You ready? So I remember I was in real estate finance business, and I was like, God, I'm doing great. I was like, but I want to do more. And so I said, Lord, give me a strategy. So listen, can I tell you how simple this was? Type simple in the comments. Did I tell on my deal, Shia? Come on, drop simple in the comments. We're almost out of time. God is good. It was so simple, Joseph. So he said, okay, go. Back then, I used to have an HP laptop. And I used to use Microsoft Office. So I went into Microsoft Word. I typed this simple mail merge letter For those of you familiar with mail merges, you have a list of data that will merge into your letter and all of that. So I taught myself how to do mail merge. Because I did not do it. I taught myself how to do mail merge. And I did a little bit of it. And it was the simplest little letter. It was a black and white letter made on Microsoft Word. Y'all, please hear me tonight in prayer. Say, speak to me, Lord. Because for some of you, as I'm telling you what I did years ago, God's about to show you something. You're about to see something give you results that's so simple. You keep thinking you need this deep, elaborate strategy. And God says, I'm about to show you something simple. 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 1 year ago, it was November of last year. Jump stories. I'm going to come back to this. Do me a favor. Whatever platform you're on, if you haven't spoken to me, speak to me. And let me know where you're watching from and share. Everybody share. Prayer is so powerful tonight. You got to share this. 1 year ago, my Instagram sat at about 50,000. And I had sat at about 50,000 followers on Instagram for probably a year and a half. It was just right around there. And it would grow. But I was like, what is this? I was like, God, it's just sitting here. It's stagnant. I was like, well, I don't do stagnation. And to be honest, I would get so frustrated, I wouldn't post. You got to hear me. I would get so frustrated, I just wouldn't post. I'd just be like, oh, I got to go put some on Instagram. Oh, here I go. I'm eating. Let me put some on Instagram. Oh, here. It was just like, I'm just so frustrated with this. And I would see other people having great results. And I'd be like, God, what do I need to do? And I said, Lord, tell me what to do. Give me a strategy. I was taking a flight to Chicago. And as I was taking a flight to Chicago, the Holy Ghost, come on, type, speak, Lord, speak, Lord, speak, Lord. The Holy Ghost, as I was getting ready to board the flight, he said, take your phone out. I took my phone out. He said, use this scripture, record this video. I used the scripture. And the one I just prayed, overturn, overturn. I prayed, overturn, overturn. I prayed that for people. He said, post that. I started posting it, Brian. And while I was on the plane, before Wi-Fi was about to, drop out or whatever, I got the video posted right before. And I was like, okay, this is cool, whatever. And so when I get off the plane, I open my IG and I'm like, what? Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I said, what is this? I said, I've never seen this kind of traction on no video. I said, what is this? That video has done, so many people have taken it. That video has done tens of millions of views. You better hear me. Because other people have taken it, reposted it, taken it, reposted it, taken it, reposted it. You got TikTok got about 4 pages of fake pages of me with my videos. I'm like, look, well, let it bless the people. Praise him. It's done millions of views. Watch me. From something that I was like, are you sick? That's it? I was like, well, no, I need my whole production team. We got to shoot a video and I got to sit in the studio and I got to do this and this and let's get the graphics and all that. And the Holy Ghost said, you about to do something simple. And I'm about to, son, it's not that you're not doing right. It's not that you're not doing right. It's just that you're not doing enough of it. God's about to show you what you need to increase. God's about to show. And so now I look at what God has done and how many new people have connected and all of that and all of that. And to God be the glory for it all. It was from something simple, that one video. While I was getting ready to get on a plane, you couldn't have told me that was going to produce that for and produce results. Lord, show us what we need to increase. Show us what we need to do more of. Show us what we need to do less of. In Jesus' name. Lord, I hear you. Father, make us efficient. Efficient is doing the right things well. Excellence is doing things well. But efficient is doing the right things well. God, make us efficient. Make us efficient. Make us efficient in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All right, let me jump back over to stories and then we got to wrap up prayer. Can y'all believe it's already been an hour in prayer? So listen, so go back to real estate finance business. So I do this mail merge, teach myself how to do mail merge, never done it. Teach myself how to do mail merge. It's the simple thing that I create, simple letter that I create. And If you know anything about me, formatting is very, very, very important to me. It is very important to me. Like the way things are formatted, the way things look, the way things are aligned. Y'all got to hear me. The the way that stuff looks during the messages on the screens, and the letters are aligned a certain way, and all the scriptures are italicized, and the main scriptures, bro. Oh, you better know that's Bishop. That's me. Oh, yes. The way that looks is very important. Formatting is very important to me. And it's always been, I've always been that way. Like, I was the kid who, if I didn't like the way my notes looked, I'd rip them out and rewrite my notes. Anybody else like that? Don't judge me. Anybody else like that? The way things are formatted are very important to me. The way things look, I mean, especially when it comes to written communication, it is extremely important to me. It's just always been that way. Because people see you before they hear you. So what they see about you, it speaks to who you are. That's just me. Joseph said, I used to be like that. Malik says, I thought I was the only person like that. You are not. If I don't like the way I wrote something, I will, a sticky note, I'll rip this. Now, I write true like a doctor now, but it's because I got moved so fast. But if I don't like the way I wrote something, I will rewrite it. You got to hear that. All right? So everybody listen. So I did the simple mailers, and it was formatted a certain way because I like things a certain way. I did it, and I sent out maybe, I don't know, 500 letters. I don't remember exactly. I sent out 500 letters. I got a response. That response was very lucrative. You're about to, listen to me, I want to prophesy this and speak to some of your life. You are about to get a big response. Please put big response in the comments. It's coming to me. Speak it. Say it. A big response is coming to me. So I got, let's say I erased the paper. So I got a response. And so I was like, okay, that's good. And okay, so then I did it again at that same quantity. When I did it again at that same quantity, the Holy Ghost said, this is too much for you to do. You need to outsource this and you need to increase the amount. And so in my mind, I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm just kind of doing it here. And then you can't do this because you can't be printing this and doing this. Is not going to work. So he had me to find a company. I found a company in New Jersey. I'd never been to New Jersey. The fact to this day, I don't think I've ever been to New Jersey. I'm flung over it, but I don't think I've been there. Never been to New Jersey. I found this company in New Jersey to begin to handle it for me. And I put them on, I said, look, I negotiated the deal. I said, this is how many I want to go out. This is what I need. That one piece of simple mail that I created on Microsoft Word, here's all I'm going to tell you, is it blessed me in a big way. Can you just put big in the comments? It blessed me in a big way. So much so, I felt like I had two phones, right? I had my cell phone, then my business phone. I had two phones, and I was always on the phone. Boom, 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 boom. And it blessed, all I'm going to tell you is it blessed me in a big way. All from a simple something God gave me to do. It was simple. Watch me. But when he gave it to me, he anointed it. God, you're going to make us efficient. And I pray that we would increase the right. As we increase, we will be increased. When I did it, it blessed me and blessed me tremendously. It blessed me tremendously. It blessed me tremendously. And no, look at me. No one could believe it. Everyone that was a part of the company that I then spun off and did my own company from, and it was part of our deal. Everybody said, they said, so what are you doing? And if I, listen, the Holy Ghost should have told me to license it to him. I didn't license it to him, but that's okay. I gave it to him. So it was a seed, but the Lord has repaid me. It was a seed. I said, they said, what are you doing? How are you doing so well? They said, how are you doing? They said, you're killing it. They said, how are you doing this? I just have to say, God gave me an idea. And I began to do exceptionally well. And I showed them the piece. And they said, so what else goes with it? I said, nothing. They said, all you send is this black and white letter. I said, that's it. I said, that's it. So then they, look at me. I said, we got to go. They recreated it. But they added to it. They made it a postcard and put a bunch of color on it. And it didn't work for them. They said, it's not working for us. It's not working for us. I said, that's because you have to follow the instructions. When God gives instructions, he's specific. Build it like this. Do it like this. Do it like this. Do it like this. Do it like this. God, give us specific instructions. and let us see big results. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Come on, everybody, just say, yes, Lord, right there. Yes, Lord, right there. You're about to increase the right that you're doing. And he's going to be very specific. Samuel, ask if he has another son. Do you have another son? Oh, there's one out there. You never would have been able to ask that unless God wasn't, because you would have looked around and said, it's just not here. It's just not here. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Guys, we got to go. It's 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. Tonight. If you haven't shared this yet, share. Share. Somebody on Instagram, your house is going to be paid off by this time next year. I don't know who you are. He won't show me your name, but he just told me to tell somebody that. That's the matter of fact. Here's how you know who I'm talking to. You were like, God, what would happen? You were asking it like a question. He's answered you right now and said, by this time next year, it will be paid off. Who are you? You asked it as a question in the last couple of days. Like, oh, God, what would happen if I could do that? What would happen if I could do that? He's answering you. Okay, we got to go. If prayer blessed you tonight, sow into prayer tonight. If prayer bless you, how do you sow? Use the Cash App, $ Bishop Foreman with the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. All of that's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. hello@harvestchurch.church. Here's our seed tonight. It's $32 and it's for a scripture I mentioned real quickly, but I didn't give it all to you. First Chronicles 12, 32. It says, of the children of Issachar, these were men that have an understanding of the times, and they knew what they ought to do. That's our seed tonight, 32. You don't have 32? Get as close as you can to it. That's our seed. I can't wait to get this seed in the ground. 32 is our seed. How can you sow it? $ Bishop Foreman with the number 2. If you're going to give it through Cash App, you can use PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. All of that's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. If you're going to use Venmo for the church, it's Harvest Church Give. All right. All of our giving methods are at harvestchurch.church. Here's what you're going to name this seed. And I only use the word once, but we're going to name this our Issachar seed. And I'm going to, it's Isaac Har. So 2 S's, 1 A. I-S-S-A-C-H-A-R. It's our Issachar seed. Now, you're going to know exactly what to do. You're going to know the time. You're going to know exactly what to do. Oh, my God, this is good to me. I want to do a part 2 of prayer tonight, but we're going to wrap it up. But it's our Issachar seed, okay? If you're giving through a method to where you can't label the seed, as you sow it, just speak that over your seed. But I encourage you to sow into what you've heard tonight. Always bless what blesses you. You all know that you're blessed. That's why you come. That's why you watch. That's why you connect. I encourage you to bless what blesses you. Last but not least, if you're on internet and you're not a Christian, tonight is your night. God's coming to get you. If you need to become a Christian for the first time, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, wherever you're at, on the count of 3, I'm going to just ask you to do a hand with the emoji or say it's me. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. Those of you that are already saved, those of you that are already Christians, can I get you to begin to pray that people would come to the Lord tonight, that people would be able to receive everything that God has for them tonight, that God would speak loud and clear, and that nothing would block them from hearing, nothing would block them from coming to the Lord, nothing would block them from responding. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, do the hand with emoji or say it's me, wherever you're at. 1, 2, 3, go. No guilt. No condemnation, no shame, wherever you're at. Thank you for answering that for me. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. You need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or you need to be sure this is your moment. Tomorrow's not promised. Because if I'm going to do it next week, there may not be it next week for you. So tonight's your night. Maximize this moment that God has given you. If you're not a Christian, tonight's your night to give your life to the Lord. What does it mean to become a Christian? It means that you give your life back to God. God gave you life. You give your life back to him. 2,000 years ago, God stepped in a body. That body was called Jesus. That body died on a cross to pay the price for sin. What is sin? Sin are things that we do. Sins are things that we do that don't please God. They don't please God because ultimately they hurt us. He lived a perfect life so that when we receive him, we get credit just like we live, like he lived, even though we didn't. And so what are you saved from, Bishop? You're saved from hell. Number 2, you're saved from yourself. Number 3, you're saved from having to do life on your own and figure it out on your own. Wherever you're at, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure You do the hand wave emoji or you say it's me. Wherever you're at, wherever you are at, wherever you are at. You can watch in the app too over there. Treasure, you can watch in the app over there too from TikTok. All right, prayers in the app. You can watch it. Or YouTube, Facebook, everywhere. Instagram, it's everywhere. Twitch. Where are you at? Where are you at? And you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. There's not one time we've gone live and somebody's not come to the Lord. We're not going to start that tonight. I know it's Thanksgiving week. I know people are traveling here, there, and everywhere. But Father, draw now unto yourself. Draw nigh unto yourself right now in Jesus' name. While we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and give you the giving methods again. There's one. While we're waiting, I'm going to give you the giving methods again. You can sow through Cash App, $ Bishop Fulmer with the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. That's hello at harvestchurch.church. Or you can just go to harvestchurch.church and tap give through our website. If you're already connected to Harvest, you can live or you can go to use text to give. That's the way I use to give. You can give it that way. Melody says, Bishop, is the overturn video still available? It is. You just have to go find it. It's a year ago. But it is still there on my IG. It is still there. And if you just probably Google overturn, you're probably seeing tons of people have reposted it and shared it and all of that. So, all right. There's one that's come to the Lord. Everybody pray this for me. If no one else came, we were here to make sure you came to the Lord. Everybody pray this for me. Normally, you all know tons of people respond and come to the Lord. It's important to me that every time we gather, somebody comes to the Lord. Name of the seed, Issachar is the name of the seed. Everybody pray this for me. Say, Father, I sow into your kingdom, not grudgingly, nor of necessity. And I bless you, God, that I am part of that seed. I give you my life. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, guys, you just prayed that prayer. The Bible says you're born again. You're a new creation. Now what, Bishop? Let me walk you through it. Text Harvest to 55498. You enter the option for salvation. And when you do that, we're going to shoot your message right away to show you what to do next. Now that you've given your life to the Lord, what do you do next? All right, it's 8:07. We got to go. I love you guys. I'll see you for tomorrow's pop-up. Bishop, what time are you going live? Got to get the app so you get the notifications, but I pray you have an amazing Monday. Prayer was so powerful tonight. Go back and watch this thing again, and I know it's going to speak life into your life. Shalom to you all. Love you. See you, TikTok. See y'all. Love you. Last but not least.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.